something that was very feasible for me to do last year, but I didn't have the offseason that I had. You know, like I always say, and I'm going to keep saying, I had to spend my rookie offseason getting the scar tissue out of my shoulder, strengthening it up. You know, I really couldn't condition the way I wanted to, watch film the way I wanted to, work on my technique. I missed all the OTAs, all the mini camp. Then I went down with an injury during camp that was a result of my shoulder. So, you know, this time I had an opportunity to really be out there all the time. And even if I had the slightest nick or the slightest bruise, I said, no, I'm going to practice anyway this camp. I don't care how I feel, because I realized how valuable those reps were during practice. So, and I really attribute everything to my off-season program, off-season training. I mean, I stayed out here with Coach Levitt. I stayed out and I watched a lot of tape, you know. And, I mean, I'm actually looking forward to if this jump I made, I'm actually looking forward to what I can do with an off-season now that I actually know what's going on.
You get 2 sacks in the game, or I mean, were the guys giving you, were they ribbing on you, getting to the quarterback a couple times, saying, what about us? We want to get some of that too?
I mean, everybody's pretty much happy for me. I mean, I got 2. That's cute, but I really think I could have, I left about 3 out there. So I'm really continuing to work on my game to make sure I not just become a, oh, he made a play, that's nice, to, oh, he's an elite player, watch out. So I'm really just working towards trying to improve every week and every day.
What makes Bears and Packers week different?
I mean, it's the oldest rivalry in the game from what I was told. So, I mean, it's going to be very fun. It's Monday night. The atmosphere is about to be wild out there. So, I mean, come on, man. You can't buy this feeling.
If you have 4 sacks after 7 games, but you left 3 on the field, I mean, how many do you think you can end the season with?
I don't put numbers on anything. I just know the numbers that I missed. So, I'm just going to continue to make sure that I don't miss anymore.
Do you feel that way after a lot of games, that you left a few sacks, or was this a unique game?
All the time. Like, my motto is I have to be absolutely perfect. If anything short of perfect is unacceptable. So I walk away from every game with that feeling like, you know, obviously, I wait till after the season to reflect on the good things I did. But right now, I'm really just trying to make sure I can make every play, as ridiculous as that sounds. But, I mean, I truly feel the great ones step on the field with that mentality like, hey, my presence is going to be felt on every snap.
How much pride are you guys taking in here?
Kind of a relentless player. Is that part of your success? You don't take any plays off everyone?
I mean, I never could. You know, I mean, I'm the smallest guy on the defensive line. I'll get killed if I did. So I know I really have to work hard every snap, every play. And whenever I do make a play, I never do a nice spin move or, oh, that was a cool jump over the head type thing. Clay does. He jumps over people, so I just do it out there. But I don't do anything wild like that. I just get to the bone, headbutt, try to get off the block and get to the quarterback.
You talk about the pride as a unit that you've taken in stopping the rush defense.
I mean, if it wasn't for those guys stopping the run, those opportunities to get those pass rush one-on-ones wouldn't be there. So, I mean, it's definitely a collective effort. And I actually told BJ today, like, you know, you big boys tenderized them for us when the third down came around. So, keep it up.
What about you guys won 4 straight? Okay, you won 4 straight. How excited are you to start getting healthy, like getting a healthy Clay back, trying to get these guys back, and Perry and these guys like that?
I mean, the way we've been playing without them, to get them back would be like icing on the cake. And that's just... Gosh, I'm speechless, obviously. So to get awesome players like Clay back, to get Nick back, to get Casey back, that's really going to help us out a lot.